T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In less than 2 weeks, you all will go to the polls to vote in the primary election. Republicans will have a choice between 3 candidates this time around. One of those candidates is joining us right now on WILK. It's Paul Mango. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Sue. How you doing?
Doing really, really well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm on the road in between Harrisburg and Philadelphia. We have another full day. I haven't been home since a week ago Monday, so it gives you a sense for the rigors of the campaign trail, but I'm loving it.
Oh, my goodness. Who's cutting the grass and taking care of the dog?
Well, I have a great spouse, and she's doing a wonderful job keeping the home front. We have a 14-year-old at home, so taking care of the daughter that's at home. And our golden retriever, Tucker. That was a good call there, Sue. She's taking care of Tucker, too.
Awesome. So let's talk about your life on the campaign trail, Paul. And what you – well, I guess we'll start with the question I ask all the candidates when I have them on the show, to give us a little bit about your background and what brings you to this point in your life where you're running for governor.
Yeah, well, it's a very blessed life, I say, Sue, by God and by country. You know, just very quickly, granddad came from Italy to Philadelphia 100 years ago, worked on the railroads up in Susquehanna County for decades, and, you know, son of Italian Irish Catholic parents, neither of whom has a college degree. My dad was a National Guardsman, so I got very interested in the military, and off to West Point I went as an 18-year-old. And had a fabulous time, a very transformational experience. Served, had the privilege of leading soldiers in the 82nd Airborne Division, went on to the Harvard Business School, and then joined a firm called McKinsey & Company, where I have been involved with healthcare for 25 to 30 years. And, hey, we have 5 daughters along the way, all wonderful young ladies, and my wife of 36 years. So if that's not a set of blessings, Sue, I'm not sure what is. And, you know, we just felt such a strong obligation, given all of that, the leadership, the business training, the family situation, that we just owed so much back to this country. And we took a look at where can we have the best impact. And I talked to 7 or 8 governors before we made this decision. And I said, Paul, this is where you can change the lives of people. A lot of senators, a lot of congressmen can't do that for a very long time, if ever. Governors can make a big difference. So we decided this would be it. And I just want to remind your listeners, Sue, we're doing this on a volunteer basis. No salary, no pension for Paul Mango. This is a commitment to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay. And how do you see the role of governor? How would it be different for you should we put you in that office? What will we see right away that is different than the vision of the current governor?
Well, first of all, the current governor doesn't have a vision. Very simply stated, Sue, this is a governor is a chief executive, and a governor has to inspire the people that he or she is leading. And that inspiration has to come from a positive, compelling vision of what we must be, what we can be, and what we must be. This governor has failed miserably in that task. A governor also has to be a fighter, someone who fights on behalf of the people of Pennsylvania. Governor Wolf, I'm only half kidding. I think he's been in the witness protection program for 3.5 years. I don't see the guy out fighting for us. He has not left the Commonwealth once for the purpose of promoting Pennsylvania business and helping to bring jobs and our children back here. So I think Pennsylvanians want a chief executive in their governor who's going to fight for them, who's going to inspire them again, make them winners again, give them confidence again, and our governor has failed in doing that. That's what Paul Mango would do starting in January 2019.
In your commercial advertising that runs on WILK, we hear that you would do away with property taxes. That's a big statement, Paul. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm supportive of the Senate Bill 76. And by the way, Sue, I did a lot of due diligence into it. I read the whole thing. I spoke to the author of it, Senator Dave Argo. I spoke to some citizens who had a lot of input into it. And I think we've come to a point where we need to modernize the way we finance our schools. There are close to 10,000 Pennsylvania citizens a year that are evicted from their homes because they cannot afford school property taxes. Many of them are seniors on fixed incomes. And the nature of our real estate base is changing dramatically. A lot of the growth in our real estate is not-for-profit health systems, not-for-profit universities, not-for-profit government buildings, and residents are carrying too much of the burden. So Senate Bill 76 is an attempt to do two things, modernize that, and what that does is it switches it into income tax and into sales tax. But more important, one feature of Senate Bill 76 that I am very excited about is if local school boards want to add anything to that cost, they have to, for the first time, go to the people in the form of a referendum and ask people if they want to pay more. That's not happening today. So I'm very supportive of that bill, and if it hit my desk, I would sign it.
I'm very glad, Paul, to hear you say that, because I know when we talked a while ago, you weren't as enthusiastic about it, let's just say, but I'm glad you did some research on it and came to the conclusion that it's a good piece of legislation.
I would never sign a bill before I knew what was in it, Sue. So I think that was my you know someone who did that and got us into a lot of trouble, right? Her name is Nancy Pelosi.
I had no idea. Yeah, I knew exactly where you went with that good call. Now let's talk about health care, because you say you come from that kind of a background, and we know this is, it's got a national tilt to it, but there are states that can make decisions regarding it. So where do you think we as Pennsylvanians should look to the future in terms of health care legislation?
Well, I always have to start, Sue, by saying my opponent, the senator, and the truth are not constant companions, and it's no more true than when he says I'm an advocate of Obamacare, okay, because it couldn't be more farther from the truth. I'm the only candidate, you know, you said there's three candidates. I'm the only candidate who has published his perspective on the future of health care in Pennsylvania. It's on my website. None of the other two even says a word about it. And let me tell you what is in there. We first of all need to reform Medicaid. Everyone talks about pensions. Yes, I'm concerned about pensions, but the biggest expense in our state budget that's growing quickly is Medicaid, and it's out of control. It's out of control because Governor Wolf expanded it without any sense of reform of it. So that's very, very important. Two is most Pennsylvanians today are on high deductible health plans, but they have absolutely no information about what things cost. And in your market up there in the Northeast today, Sue, this is a true statement. For anything you want to buy in healthcare, a lab test, X-ray, an MRI, there's at least a 300% price difference in the same market for the same thing. We need to give consumers information so that they can make great choices about their health care, and that doesn't exist today. Three, my plan talks about let's promote healthy behaviors again. Part of our issue is a lot of our medical costs and disease today is no longer contagious disease or congenital, things that you're born with. It is either socially determined or lifestyle-induced, and that means we have an opportunity to promote healthy behaviors. Exercise, nutrition, stop abusing substances, smoking cessation. These are three or four behaviors that contribute to most of our health care costs, and I'm a big proponent of trying to make Pennsylvanians healthier again. Not only will they be happier, but our health care costs will be cut tremendously. So those are the three aspects. Let's reform Medicaid. Let's put the consumer back in the center with real information about how to make great choices, and let's promote healthy behaviors. It's all in writing. I'm the only candidate who's done that.
On point number two, do you see in the future a place where a consumer can go to look at every X-ray price available?
Yes, and I would want Pennsylvania to be the leader in doing that, absolutely the leader in doing that. And as I said, there's at least a 300% difference for the same X-ray in your market and in my market and any place in the state today. So I think consumers deserve to know that information. And when they know that information, Sue, you know what's happened in other parts of the economy. Mm-hmm. The consumer has transformed other parts of the economy when they are informed about price, quality, access, and outcomes. That's what I want to do in Pennsylvania.
Let's talk about another issue that affects the health of many people who live where we live, which is addiction, and particularly prescription drug addiction or heroin addiction, which has been an absolute nightmare for many families who live here. How do you see this as a solution? I know it's going to take a while. I know that we have not seen the worst part of this yet, but what do you think?
Yeah, it is. It's the most significant public health crisis in the history of the Commonwealth. Okay, so this does require require a lot of leadership, first and foremost. And I will tell all of your listeners, Paul Mango does not have the answer by himself today. But what he does know is there's not leadership that's been applied to this commensurate with the level of destruction it's creating in our communities. So what do we do about that? I'm a big believer that the answer to this challenge resides in our local communities. And why do I say that? Because I've spoken to coroners and district attorneys and pharmacists and EMS specialists and law enforcement officers. And individually, they don't have the answer, but collectively, they do. And the answer in the, let's say, the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area or Hazleton is very different than the answer in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. So we need to assemble these folks, okay, who have this information. We need to provide them with facts about what's happening in their communities. And then we need to let them come up with how we're going to address it, which I know they have the answer. And then the state's role is to help resource them when they know how to address it. So they may need more data and information to understand what physicians are overprescribing in other regions. But my point, Sue, is that this cannot be solved from Harrisburg with a one-size-fits-all mandate. This is at least 18 to 20 different epidemics. And if we bring the appropriate parties together in local communities, organize them, resource them, they will get to the bottom of this, and we'll move this thing in the right direction.
Okay. And finally, a lot of people, Paul, are disappointed in the relentless attack ads that have been launched by both you and Scott Wagner. And a lot of us are frustrated because we feel that we don't want to damage, and I'm a Republican, so I'm just telling you from my point of view, we don't want a damaged candidate going into the primary season. I know that you've been changing your advertising a little bit to talk about positivity, but why did you go down that road? And don't think I won't ask Scott Wagner the same question, because of course
Well, you can look at the sequence. The senator put up an ad about us that was 100% lies. Okay, 100% lies. By the way, that was confirmed by the Associated Press when they asked him, and they said they could not identify a single statement or utterance Paul Mango made ever in support of Obamacare. So we gave them a couple weeks. We went online onto our Facebook page. We posted a video for the senator and said, please take down these lies. We'll give you some time to reconsider. And we said, if you don't, we're going to reveal to the people of Pennsylvania the character of the liar. He didn't take down the ads. So you know what? When you get ambushed by someone like that, as I've said before, you got to put the you got to put the selector switch on automatic, and you got to fire back. And the reason is he's a bully, and you got to punch a bully in the nose or he won't stop. Now, you'll notice that we haven't run any types of those ads in weeks. He keeps on talking about let's get back to the issues. Every time he talks about let's get back to the issues, he launches another negative ad. By the way, I think character is an issue. And people said, Paul, you've assassinated his character. No, I've revealed his character to the people of Pennsylvania. And one other thing, too, you have to remember this. Tom Wolf has all of this information. So either the Republican voter is going to know today about this, or the Republican voter is going to know on May 16th. About this. So anyone who says this is this is just revealing what I know for a fact that Tom Wolf has all this information. He's been using it in fundraising by telling people, if Wagner wins this primary, I'm gonna coast into a victory, because look at the 600 pages of opposition research I have on this guy. It's like a treasure trove. So I simply fundamentally disagree with people saying we are hurting each other for the fall. I think we're revealing information that the Republican primary voters have to know before they make their decision on May 15th. So it's a slightly different perspective.
Paul Mango, thank you for joining our show this morning on WILK and talking about your candidacy for governor of the wonderful state of Pennsylvania. We truly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Sue. Thanks for everything you do up there.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.